It's been a sloppy, wintry day in some parts of the area on this busy travel day. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us on Skype for an update and a look ahead to the weather as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Lisa.
So, what is the latest on the snow and rain overnight tonight, especially when it's going to be done and how cold it's going to get?
Right. So the cold is really the big deal here. There's some light snow showers across northern sections of Worcester, Middlesex, and parts of Essex County. But this has really been a day for the rain, a cold rain. At times, we've seen some sloppy snowflakes mix in the western suburbs of Boston. But this evening, we're going to look for clearing skies to develop actually later on tonight. And temperatures tonight will not fall to too cold levels. However, because there's so much moisture out there, I'm a little bit concerned about some black ice forming, especially in the wee hours of the morning. So the temperatures go down to the mid to upper 20s, and we get that ice to form on the wet surfaces. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of the towns which have had to do absolutely nothing today have to go out and do a little bit of sanding tonight for tomorrow morning's commute.
Okay, so for tomorrow morning's commute, it sounds like it may be difficult. How long should the black ice last, according to you, and dependent on the temperatures?
Right. So these things are never very easy to predict. It may be, you know, one street gets black ice, but another one doesn't. The thing is it will depend on how fast things dry out this evening. So tomorrow morning, it'll be sunny. Temperatures will be around freezing. They'll go up towards 40 degrees. So we're not expecting any widespread problems. I just want to make folks aware that there could be some black ice when you step out early. Watch for your walkways and your decks and things like that. But generally, it's just a sunny day, a bit breezy. Things will actually start to dry out tomorrow, which will be nice. Now, there's going to be an Arctic front coming through tomorrow afternoon, and there may be some snow showers late in the afternoon or even a snow squall, especially if you folks are headed off towards western and northern sections of New England. Be aware that these things can come down really fast for 10 or 15 minutes and almost be a whiteout. And they're like summertime thunderstorms. No idea exactly who's going to get them.
I noticed that some high schools are moving their Thanksgiving Day football games to tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, instead of Thanksgiving morning. So what's the forecast like for tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night, any of those snow showers will end partly cloudy. It's going to be windy and temperatures will be falling. There's no doubt about it. But I think by midnight, temperature in Boston will be about 26 or 27. So you figure during game time, it's generally in the upper 20s to mid 30s. So certainly more comfortable than it's going to be when you get up Thanksgiving morning, because the temperature is going to be anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees. Wind chills are going to be at or slightly below zero. The actual high for the daylight hours will be only about 15 to 20. Very cold. The coldest actual daylight Thanksgiving we've ever seen.
All right, let's push it one more day. How about the forecast for Black Friday shoppers?
So no problems at all with the weather. It will be very cold when folks get up in the morning, 5 to 10 degrees. Generally, it'll be a little bit milder along the coastline, and I use the term in quotes. Friday afternoon, temperature gets towards 30. Saturday, a much better day. Of course, that's the day we're all supposed to go to the local shops. Temperatures in the mid-40s with mostly sunny skies. Another storm system comes in at the end of the weekend. It will be in the form of rain, but it is going to bring more precipitation. And we are really going to have to start watching some of these streams and rivers here, as that rain may continue for several days early next week.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thank you so much, Dave.
You're welcome.